for many, many years there's been issues in the town. Obviously, everyone knows about the traffic delays and the tailbacks, et cetera, et cetera. But another big issue is for the residents and the shoppers in the town. They're affected by this as well. They just simply can't cross the road. And when it's very busy, it's very hard to get across because sometimes the traffic won't stop to let you cross. The other thing is maybe in the evenings there, when it gets quiet, cars are inclined to go a lot faster and makes it difficult. So this is a pilot scheme now. There's two for Stranraer, two for Balbuffet with the possible another one in Balbuffet. And as I say, it's a pilot scheme. The whole thing is about making identifying particular locations so that people will go to them and cross at them locations, and the drivers and vehicles will be aware that pedestrians are trying to cross at these locations. So it will be piloted for a while. We don't want to see traffic delayed, and this is something in response to all of the councillors have been raising this time after time at both the MD meetings and the county council meetings. All of the councillors involved in this and the fairness engineers have responded now with this pilot scheme that they got funded nationally and it's been approved. So the work was done last week and this week. So and the possibility of another one there at the Bank of Ireland junction as well.
And indeed, this will continue to be monitored, I'm sure, to keep this in place permanently.
Oh, very much so. I would say this week, next week, I'll tell us a lot to see how the thing's working, but obviously they will give it a while. The roads now are extremely busy, as you can see, the traffic. Everything's coming back now to pre-COVID stage, the amount of traffic on the road. We're coming on now to the tourist season as well, and as you know, there's really no way around Balbuffet and Stranraer to the amount of traffic. But we have to see now how the residents, a lot of estates are on the town, a lot of people, you have elderly, you have people over and back to doctor surgeries, people going back to chemists, just people just looking to maybe park their car and cross the road, or people are living, or people are out for walks. Like, so there is a need for the local community to be able to cross the street in a safe manner. And in fairness to the local engineers, in particular, local MD office now, they've been working on this for a while and taking advice. So they've got the funding, and I say the markings have all been laid there last week and this week.